morning, Lee.
And let's have a look at the ladder at the moment. And there's no change. Pretty much it's been the case for the last few weeks. Devonport remain on top. Penguin have nestled into second spot. They've been there for a while. They're only percentage behind the Devonport Magpies. Wynyard in third, followed by Burnie in fourth place. So we have Ulverston and Latrobe won't see any finals action in 2021 for the Robins and the D's. But the D's have got an appointment tomorrow afternoon at 2:20 at West Park as they take on the Burnie Dockers.
Yes, Lee, and Burnie, after a narrow 6-point loss to Penguin last week, get the opportunity to get their season back on track when they host Cellar Dwellers Latrobe at West Park. Now, the Dockers played some great football last week, Lee, even with the absence of coach Brett Plant, Nick Delante, Tom Hislop and Tom Munday, who were all unavailable. Into the Burnie lineup this week come Tasmanian Devils player Seth Campbell, Joshua Murray and debutant Tyler Cobbing, on the back of some consistent under-18 performances. Delante has been named as an emergency, along with veteran Cade Munday, who may be a last-minute inclusion. Out of the Dockers team go Kynan West and informed veteran Nick McKenna, who I've been told has been rested. Latrobe will be sweating on the availability of coach Nick Hizitzidis due to the state COVID protocols associated with travel to Adelaide, but have returned Jaden Last, Kurt Hansen, who replaced Sam Hill, and the injured Braden Scott. The Demons' veteran midfielders in Adam Jeffries, Rod Coughlin and Sean McCrossan, well, they'll need to be at their absolute best to stem the influence of Burnie's Bailey Bogue, Rudy Barrett, Dylan Smith and recruit Jay Child. The Dockers have dropped their last three games and will welcome a return to their home deck. They should be too accomplished for Latrobe, one would think, Lee, so Burnie for me on that one.
Yeah, you did mention about the Latrobe coach. He travelled to Adelaide last week. That was for a funeral and since been forced to stay away from club training this week after South Australia declared high-risk area on Tuesday. So we'll wait on government advice today to ascertain whether they can call the shots. He can call the shots for the game at Burnie tomorrow at West Park. Now, this is the game of the rounds, 1 versus 3, and it's at the Wynyard Recreation Ground tomorrow afternoon from 2:20. The Wynyard Cats up against the Devonport Magpies.
Yes, and Wynyard have made three changes in readiness for their clash with the ladder leaders, Devonport. Out of the Cats lineup go Rhys Laycock, Logan Smith, and key forward Stuart Turner, who will be replaced by Jake Dixon, Noah Fleming, and Jamison Foreman. Now, Devonport will welcome back skipper Quade Byard, who replaces regular defender Ben Blacklow, who is being rested, while star youngsters Bainham Lowe and Lachlan Cohen, listed as emergencies, may also be included after playing with the Tassie Devils. Magpie coach Kurt Byard indicated their availability will be subject to government advice, so watch the space on that one, Lee. Wynyard have lost their two games to Devonport thus far this season, including a 59-point drubbing in round 9, whereby the Cats could only manage one goal for the entire match. Wynyard have a real incentive in this clash, as a win would see them leapfrogging Penguin into second place, courtesy of percentage. However, with Nick Melbourne, Joey Chaplin and Caleb Van Buren all reliable and productive in the Magpies' front half, I can't see Wynyard getting over the line, particularly in the absence of their key forward, Stuart Turner. So, Devonport for me, Lee.
Ulverston and Penguin have the bye. It's going to be winter weather tomorrow at its finest. Showers and windy weather for those two games at West Park and the Wynyard Recreation Ground. The NWFL Women's Competition, we have Wynyard up against Latrobe and Devonport's up against Ulverston.
Yeah, just on that, both of these are Friday night fixtures commencing at 7 p.m. tonight. Firstly, Devonport will host the unbeaten ladder leaders Ulverston in this week's NWFL Women's Match of the Round. The Lady Magpies have been in good touch in recent weeks, narrowly going down to Penguin by 5 points in their last game, which was not helped by the inaccuracy in front of goal, where they kicked 1-10 to the Two Blues 3-3. The Magpies have been well served by Phoebe Cahill, Megan Singleton and Grace Kenny of late, and will need every player firing to defeat flag favourites Ulverston. The Robins will be without the injured Chloe Haynes and Sabrina Shields, but with skipper Libby Haynes, Hannah Martin and Amy Bissett lively in the front half should be able to account for Devonport, in which is shaping up as a very entertaining clash. In the other match at Wynyard, also commencing at 7 p.m. tonight, third place Wynyard should be too accomplished for the fifth place Latrobe Demons. And Lee, former AFLW player Emma Humphreys will play her 100th senior game, which includes stints with Melbourne and North Melbourne Tasmanian Kangaroos. Emma is a real credit to the game and a great role model for young women endeavouring to reach the top level. So well done to Emma.
So those games are on tonight from 7 o'clock. Get along and support NWFL Women's Competition. And rounding up this week, we've got a big game of AFL, and it's Collingwood and Port Adelaide. Big game for Port Adelaide's Travis Boak. He's playing his 300th game.
Yeah, and Port Adelaide's push for a top four finish has been boosted by the inclusion of three exciting youngsters in Connor Rosé, Xavier Dersma and Zach Butters for this clash with Collingwood. The Magpies have named two new players in Jack Ginnivan and Irish recruit Anton Tohill, along with Finlay McRae. But it's hard to see them toppling Port, as who you have just indicated will be celebrating at Travis Boak's 300th game. So Port Adelaide for me in that one.